This is JIS News. Coming up, anti-corruption branch merged with major organized crime and anti-corruption task force. Jamaica receives $200,000 from the Republic of Turkey, and government launches a $3.3 billion project to improve maternal and child health care. The details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. The anti-corruption branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force has been merged with the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA, to create a single agency tasked with tackling serious and organized crime and corruption. The new entity is now referred to as the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA. It will focus on tackling corruption in society, including within the security forces and the civil service, as well as bringing high-value criminal targets to justice. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the decision to merge the entities was based on the similarities of their mandates and the collaborative relationship they currently maintain.
There has been considerable overlap in the two mandates of the ACB, the Anti-Corruption Branch, and MOCA, both in tackling serious organized crime and stamping out corruption. And the decision to merge reflects the outstanding working relationships that has resulted in the sharing of information, intelligence, and technical expertise in a way that has avoided compromise and has led to significant success against organized crime and corruption.
MOCA will be headed by Colonel D.T. Edwards, who is being seconded from the Jamaica Defense Force for a transitional period to oversee the merger. Jamaica is to benefit from $200,000 to carry out projects under a development cooperation arrangement with the Republic of Turkey. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the island is among CARICOM member states benefiting from a total $2 million in support being provided by the Turkish government. Addressing a recent sitting of the Senate, Minister Nicholson said he participated in bilateral discussions with his Turkish counterpart to explore further proposals for cooperation.
Stated that Jamaica is seeking to expedite the conclusion of the air services agreement with Turkey for signature as soon as we finalize the remaining aspects of the agreement. And this agreement will help to improve transportation links and tourism connections between Jamaica and Turkey.
Senator Nicholson was reporting on his participation in the first meeting of foreign ministers of the CARICOM-Turkey Consultation and Cooperation Mechanism held last month in Istanbul. The government has launched a $3.3 billion project aimed at improving maternal and child healthcare services. The program to reduce maternal and child mortality, PROMAC, is being funded by the European Union and will see improvement in the quality of care for babies and expectant mothers. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this will boost the country's ability to achieve the Millennium Development Goals of reducing child mortality and improving maternal health.
Over a four-year period, this team will be built and the necessary infrastructure as high dependency centers or beds and maternal resources provided to ensure the program's success. Pregnant mothers can rest assured that there is a program within the public sector that can cater to their needs in the event that they fall in the high-risk category.
Under the project, 11 high-dependency units will be established in 6 hospitals across Jamaica to improve newborn and emergency obstetric care. And the Collaborate to Prosper project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has enabled the establishment of some 200 ornamental fish farms in 57 inner-city communities, as well as the training of 300 fish farmers. The 3-year project was implemented by the competitiveness company, TCC. Head of the TCC, Dr. Beverly Morgan, says the program also partnered with local farmers to plant some 50 acres of specialty crops, including mint, rosemary, moringa, and lemongrass for the tea export market.
We didn't want to be planting things that everybody else was growing. We didn't want to be planting things that when the project ended and we went away, people would not be able to continue growing and supply a market. And so we selected crops which people mainly supply for the tea trade.
Dr. Beverly Morgan was speaking at the recent closeout ceremony for the Collaborate to Prosper project. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.